All right, so you're teaching at Oklahoma City University, and then there's something else happened to you, and somebody reached out to you about becoming a judge. So let's visit with you about that.
Okay, well, it was actually my friend Tim Leonard, who was I served in the legislature together. Tim was a Republican, I was a Democrat, but we were great friends. And he came over to my house one night while we were having an OCU gathering from the law school, and he said, you know, there's a position open for the 10th Circuit, and why don't you apply for that? I thought, well, I don't know whether I could do that. He said, well, you know, David Boren is a good friend of yours. And he said, you know, there are other people here. David Walters is a friend of yours. Mike Turpin is a friend. You know, why don't you look into this? I really think the person who played the key role was David Walters, who was a close friend of President Clinton. Now, I had sued President Clinton when I was Attorney General, and he was governor of Arkansas. I had sued him over the Illinois River case. So, you know, I did have a little repair work that needed to be done.
Yes.
He later joked about that to his staff. But it all came, you know, when the dust cleared, I was nominated by President Clinton and served 16 years in the 10th Circuit.
Right. Out of Denver.
Which I say is in Denver. Yeah, I say that the 10th Circuit is the highest federal court in the land because Denver is 5,280 feet. So.
Okay.
It's the highest. It's the highest court.
But it includes six states: Oklahoma, Kansas, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah. Portions of the Yellowstone National Park extending into Montana and Idaho. So you had many, many interesting cases.
Right. One of the most interesting cases I had was a case about the reintroduction of wolves into Yellowstone Park.
Hmm.
And do you remember when that happened?
I kind of do, yes.
It was a big deal.
Yep.
And what was interesting is Bureau of Land Management had, you know, trying to figure out whether to do this, the BLM, and they opened it up for public comment. I wondered at the start of this who would win the public comment, the wolves or the non-wolves. It wasn't close. The great majority of comments wanted the wolves to be reintroduced. But there's a difference in intensity of desire. Hmm. And the people that wanted the wolves reintroduced just sort of romantically liked, you know, the wolves and cry wolf, and, you know, the wolves are, you know, our romantic creature.
Right.
Where our dogs come from.
Right.
But the people who were opposed to it were ranchers, farmers, and hunters, and they were really opposed to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a do-or-die thing with them. And so it got really controversial, and the court decided, a matter of administrative law, we decided that the BLM had followed the rules and done it properly, and their desire to reintroduce the wolves was approved. And I'm told that's been very successful. You know, they were beginning to have overpopulation of deer and elk. The reintroduction of the wolves cut that population down. I'm sure that ranchers still probably disagree with it because I'm sure they lose some sheep and cattle to the wolves.
Yeah.